Matura Skills Extended 4. Exercise 1. Page 194. Speaker 1.
My wife regularly donates to a local children's charity, and for quite some time, she had been trying to convince me to do the same. For years I refused, but last August I finally gave in and sent off a check to a homeless shelter in the city, hoping that would be that. A few weeks later, though, I received a thank you letter and an invitation to visit the shelter. So the following week, I did just that and saw the amazing work that's done there. I realized that I wanted to do more than just contribute money and signed up to be a volunteer. I have a well-paid job and a comfortable life, so it feels good to help out people less fortunate than I am.
Speaker 2.
5 years ago, I became unemployed. To be honest, I took it quite badly. But then one day my sister suggested I do some volunteer work while I looked for a new position. The thing about me, though, is I don't do anything by half measures. So as soon as I joined Feed the Dream, I gave it my all. Now I'm the chairperson of the organisation, which is a full-time position for which I get a small wage. Of course, it's nothing compared to the wages I'd get as an accountant, but I don't do this job for the money. Every year we're providing more and more dinners to elderly people in the city. It's such a rewarding job that I wouldn't swap for anything else.
Speaker 3.
I used to donate quite a bit of money to a charity that aided famine victims in Africa. Then last year, my brother told me a rumour about the huge wages that that particular charity was paying its executives. It turned into a huge scandal, which has discouraged me from donating money to charities ever since. Of course, the majority of charities are run far more efficiently, but I just didn't want to risk donating money that would not reach the people that it was supposed to be helping. That's not to say I don't do my bit, though. Nowadays, I volunteer, so instead of giving my money, I give my time. And since I'm a qualified lawyer, I've been of great use to a homeless charity in the area.
Speaker 4.
I can't think of many occasions when I was more proud of my daughter than the time she suggested donating a few of her birthday presents to a local charity. It was the day she turned 10, and the next day we went down to the charity's headquarters to drop off the gifts. I always try to teach Emily the importance of giving to the less fortunate, and I set an example by donating to various charities. But I never thought she would exhibit such compassion at such a young age. Actually, the whole event motivated me to volunteer for that particular charity. And now, 15 years later, Emily's just started her first paid job as a lawyer for a large international charity.